Saludamos con mucho gusto al auditorio de CHHA 1610 AM. Platicamos con Linda McLean, quien es directora del Centro Comunitario Latinoamericano San Lorenzo y fundadora de la radio comunitaria CHHA 1610 AM. Y es que el próximo 24 y 25 de junio tenemos el festival de Inti Raymi. Escuche la entrevista. Buenos días, Linda. ¿Puedes hablarme sobre los orígenes y el significado del Festival Multicultural Inti Raymi en Toronto?
Yes, about 1998, we began the Inti Raymi Festival in Toronto as a way in which to reach out to the Latin American community to share their heritage with the broader Toronto population, and specifically because of the multicultural nature of both the festival and the people who would be coming to the festival. So we wanted to share the heritage with everyone around.
¿Cómo contribuye el Festival Inti Raymi a promover la diversidad cultural y el entendimiento en Toronto?
When we first began, we started out at the corner of Wendley Drive and Dufferin Street, and it quickly became a very big festival because the people in the surrounding residential areas, specifically the apartment buildings, would come and join and want to know about the history of the actual festival, which originated in the Andean region of South America as a, traditionally an Inca festival for the summer solstice. And in the case of South America, it would have been the time of harvest. And when we began it here, the people who came to participate found it both culturally fascinating as well as a way in which that they could share in both the food and the music of the peoples that were coming to Canada. When we expanded to Christie Pitts Park at the corner of Christie and Bloor Street, it became a much larger festival. And that specifically was because you're in a large park in the center of Toronto opposite a subway stop which had thousands of people passing by and of all different ethnicities. In the area, you have an area of very high population of South Koreans. There's a whole stretch there, and as well as former Italian communities, Greek communities, and many, many other cultures. So the festival became a draw or attraction for people to come again and share the heritage of South America, but not have to be part of the that particular heritage.
¿Cómo interactúa el Festival Inti Raymi con la comunidad local y fomenta la participación de personas de diferentes orígenes?
We have engaged the local community by having most of the foods done in such a way that people can both participate as volunteers, and in the past vendors could also sell their crafts and their foods, not necessarily of Latin American origin. In more recent times, we've had many musicians come who have been from throughout Latin America, Canadian, native communities. We have people from Brazil. We've had people from the native communities in Toronto doing drumming sessions. We have had Italian singers come. So we have, Portuguese dancers coming who have all participated in the festival as a very much a multicultural festival.
¿Qué es lo que más te gusta de organizar el Festival Inti Raymi?
I would like this festival to very much focus on the summer solstice, indigenous and multicultural idea of the origins of the festival. So our foods being very traditional, our music being more folk traditional music, so that when people come, they can appreciate the heritage of all the different countries throughout Latin America, 20 countries they represent, as well as having people be able to appreciate who the Latin Americans really are, not just salsa and merengue, wonderful music, though it is much wider than that, and this festival would be a wonderful opportunity for people to appreciate the breadth of it.
Este trabajo forma parte del programa de la Iniciativa de Periodismo Local del Fondo Canadiense de Radios Comunitarias, del cual CHHA 1610 AM forma parte, reportando Alejandra Gutiérrez.